Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. Now, every comedian has a podcast, but we're comedians with a morning show podcast. Do you get the difference? Okay. I'm Julia Young, and I am joined once again by my co-host, Mike Camerlingo, who is back from paternity leave. Mike, how the hell are ya?
Julia, I'm doing great. I thought 2 weeks of paternity leave, I thought it was longer, but you know, I'll take it. Thank you for being so generous with the leave.
I paid you for your time. Yes, I've been paying you. Now it's time to get back to the office, buddy. Yeah.
But thank you. Julia was nice enough to send a gift basket? No, it's
like a food basket.
It was a gift and it had food and treats in it.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad, because I feel like a lot of new parents are like, fuck this. I need to eat something. So I don't know. That's always my go-to.
Hell yeah. Any kind of gift that involves food or booze, I love it. So thank you very much.
Of course. Of course. And thank you to my friend Randy for filling in for a couple episodes. Very fun. And, you know, I've always said that you're like a dad with no kids. That's your personality. But now you have a kid. So
that was
what
nickname.
Am I going to do?
That was my nickname for a long time, dad with no kids.
Dad with no kids.
My personality quirks and cheesy jokes will work better now that I do have a child.
Yeah, your dad jokes are more legitimized, I want to say.
In my body, my overall body, it just feels more right. You know, grabbing that extra handful of chips now that I got a daughter, it feels like, hey, you know what? You deserve it, big guy.
You deserve it, big guy. Right. Cause what's your trademark thing when you see a thing of food, you like to say, what do we got going on over here? Right. Isn't that what your yes. line is?
Yeah. What do we got going on over here?
Well, what do we got going on over here? Yeah. That's so
what I dad. Say at a wedding when they bring, bring around the hors d'oeuvres. And they say, hey, what's that? And it's a good way to make friends. And it's also a good way to let people know that you're there to party.
You're there to party. Or you also can say, well, you know, you can just leave the whole tray here.
You know what I've never done, though? Never in my whole life. I have not done the dad joke of when they come over and ask you how good it is. And if you ate the whole thing, where you look up and you go, oh, I hated it.
I hated it. It was terrible. No. And then the waiter's like, let me kill myself.
Because I've seen that done before and it's never worked. It's never been good.
I feel like my dad's definitely done that. hold on. There's an airplane passing by. Let me just close my window real quick. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by JetBlue.
JetBlue chemtrails. Take a ride.
Oh, when's the last time you've been on a flight? I would like to get on a plane, and I will do it right now.
I'm getting on one on Thursday.
Nice. Are you going to Michigan?
I'm going to Michigan to see my family. I'm so excited. Really excited. You know, also because I think it was 2 years ago, I got a $100 gift card to Chili's, and there's no Chili's in New York. So I'm hoping there's one at the airport I can use, or maybe in Michigan.
I fucking love Chili's. And
what do you get it? What are you supposed to get?
I always used to get the Cajun chicken sandwich.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's on the menu anymore. That was like in college, but I love, if I was going to Chili's, I'd get the Cajun chicken sandwich. I would get a tall ass beer. You know, I'd say, let me get a Coors Light, and they'd go, you want a regular or a tall? I go, I'll take the 23 ouncer, please.
23 ounce.
They bring that shit over in a chilled glass and you just party. And
just
it's like
water.
And the beer is like $3.49. You know what I mean? So you just have some fun.
Okay.
$100 gift card at Chili's. I mean, that's a night for the whole family, maybe twice.
Really? I didn't realize it was such a big, generous. Okay.
Are you bringing the Mister home?
I'm bringing the fiance home.
Has he met your parents yet?
He has. Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. He's met the fam. He's met my niece and nephew. He's met my grandpa, most of the aunts and uncles. So this will be like a victory lap for him to prove, you know, that he can have a conversation with my dad while I'm not there, you know, where it's like, I'm going to go over here or talk to my dad about, his woodworking, you know?
Right. You're feeling more confident where you can walk away from a thing. You don't have to monitor every word.
Right. I don't have to, I don't have to be there every moment where it's like, okay, I'm going to sleep in. You go downstairs and make coffee. But it's good because we live in a house, like my parents' house, where it's like, if you want to eat or drink something, do it yourself. Like it's not, no one's precious about it, which is also good. Or it's not like, okay, only I can make the coffee. It's like, my mom's like, I don't care. Just make it yourself.
You know what I do hate though? Even with people I'm comfortable with, I hate if I'm staying at their house and you wake up and like everyone's already eating breakfast and you like, well, and they're like, oh, we want, it's kind of like the Meet the Parents. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. But it's like, they're like, oh, we wanted you to sleep in. It's like, no, bitch, wake me up. No, like, I can't, I feel so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah. I'm in my sweatpants and like, you guys have greeted the day. Yeah.
Did you guys just hear me taking a shit? Because I was just unloading. Yeah. There's like the bathroom is like in the kitchen. Oh, there's always quirky things happening, but
you like walk out, you're in your towel. You're like, I didn't realize we were having eggs Benedict. Pardon me.
Oh, well, that's good. That'll be fun. How long are you guys going for?
Going for about 10 days.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going wedding dress shopping while I'm there, which I am very nervous about.
Are you going with your mom?
My mom and my sister. Yeah. We're going to go to a couple place. I feel uncomfortable. It feels like, I don't know. It's like a whole thing. I feel like it's such like a
You're like fucking, you're like the missus over here. Like she was so like that. She's like, I don't know. Maybe I'll like, I'm like, well, you have to try it on. This is different. Like, it's not like you got like 20 people in a limo, like drinking champagne. It's like, you're going with your mom and your sister. Yeah. It'll be a nice day. It's nice. Yeah. You should just let your guard down and have fun.
I'm like an embarrassed bride where I'm like, let's just not make this about me. Because they're like,
you're getting, because you know what, it's the same thing as over here. Because you don't like the reaction. You don't like the people giving you like the, that, right?
Yeah, I don't. And it's like, I love attention, but on my own terms and in a professional setting where it's like, please pay attention to me and tell me I'm funny, but don't be like, congrats for getting engaged. You know, like that makes me uncomfortable. But you're saying your missus was kind of uncomfortable too?
Yeah, I think it's like some people just love doing that shit and like, let's do all this, stuff. But then I think there are women who just kind of feel uncomfortable with like the, what's it called when it's like a big event, the pageantry of it, but I think she ended up going and having fun. It's like, it's just a day out with your mom and your sister and you should enjoy it. And you know maybe what? You're only a bride once. maybe.
I don't know your life.
But you know what? Yeah. If you get married again, enjoy it then too. Life's short.
You might as well, you know what? You're right. I'm going to hope we go to Panera and put on a happy face.
So is this, not to get too much into your personal life but is the mister going to do something with your dad during that?
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that. What would be a good activity, do you
think? Like if your mom is like, you guys should go to, like if she throws something out there, then I don't know.
Like golfing? My fiance doesn't golf, but maybe I'll be like, you can take the kids to the playground.
Go to like a wine bar or something. Does Dr. Young drink?
Dr. Young drinks a little bit. Right. Fiance's not a drinker. So maybe they'll go to nature. Oh God, Mike, that's so disgusting.
I can't wait to smoke a cigar. I want to smoke.
No, you have to wait till you have a grandkid. You cannot smoke.
No, you're supposed to smoke one when you have a kid. And I didn't it. I didn't yet. But I think next weekend's the weekend. Me and my brother.
What, you would smoke it with your mask on? Now is not the time to be having more things in your lungs, Mike. Do a chocolate cigar.
No, I need one. I need one.
Ugh, God. All right. So this is our podcast. If you like it, rate us, review us, email us, javagoodmorning@gmail.com. This is a segment we called Up Top, where we talk about things, basically daily minutiae. And I think we got to get a little bit more into this top line news of you had a baby. Congratulations.
Did, yes.
Well, rather the wife did. You did almost nothing.
I did almost nothing. Although I was there.
I'm glad you showed up. Good.
I showed up. I drove her there and I drove her home. Mm-hmm. But I was there. We were there for a long time, but all is good.
So
we
glad to hear that.
A healthy baby girl and everyone's doing great. And it's fucking wild. It's like, you're just, there's this, it's still kind of surreal. You'll just kind of look over and be like, is this a
person? Wake up in the morning and you're like, I remember what happened.
Oh yes. Back to this again. More crying and shitting. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to talk poorly ever, but she ripped some stinkers. Yeah. She ripped some stinkers. Farts, mostly farts.
Are they stinkers if she's not on solid food yet? Or is it just like the sound is big?
I read an article that was like, if you think they smell now, wait till they get on solid food. So, But you know what? It's good. It's a nice little change up. And
have you given her a bath yet? Like yes. In the sink? And you're like, yeah. God, so, you are so tiny.
We have a, it's like a thing. I don't know. We can't put them fully in the sink yet, but
they're too little.
We're doing like a little sponge bath thing and she fucking hates it. But you know what? We've given her two so far. She's been around for 2 weeks, given her two.
I mean, a lot of people are bathing less than her, so it's totally fine.
I was trying. She's I was fitting. Like, we don't need to do this again. You know, like, yeah, you do. Because she has to go to the doctor again. So she's they want to see her so many times when they're first born, too. So we've been to the doctor like three times.
They got to make sure she's eating enough.
They go rectal thermometer. I know. They do it all. But she's doing great. She already gained a full pound. So.
Oh, I'm so proud. That's great.
I know.
That's great.
So we're all gaining weight in the Camerlingo household.
She's going to get chubbier and chubbier. It's going to be so cute.
I know. All the rolls. So
adorable.
It's it might be that guy who does some Instagram posts of his kid, you know.
Mm-hmm. When your kid's like old enough, you're going to be the one that's like posting pictures of her pretending to drink your beer. And you're going to be like, daddy's girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
You already have the caption right now.
Look what she got into. It's like, she's old. Yeah.
Daddy's juice. Yeah. I understand. I mean, I feel like you had a kid also just to carry around your like sports equipment. Like it's like, all right, honey, go grab daddy's mitt. We're going to have a catch.
I can't wait till I keep saying like, I don't care what she does, but it'd be nice if she wanted to play basketball. That'd be nice.
It'd be nice if she was fucking athletic. God damn it.
Well, you know, if she wants to play the violin or whatever kids do these days, that's fine too. That's fine too.
Now let me ask you a really important question. How was the food at the hospital? I'm fascinated by hospital food.
So they came up, right? The nurses come up, they give my wife a menu. They go, here you go. Pick a menu, let us know. So I kind of took a look at it. I'm like, yeah, let me get the turkey sandwich. And they're like, no, this is just like, it's only for her. Like you have to kind of, I'm like, oh, fuck me. I'm just going to sleep in this chair that you guys call a bed. And so I had to go. I'm just like eating nuts and protein bars. But I did go to the cafeteria a couple times.
The calf. You sat with the cool kids.
I went to the calf a couple times and the food was, you know, it wasn't great. It was like airplane food, but worse. And then the last night I ended up going out and getting pickup.
Hammered.
The last couple of nights I was like, should I get like a six pack? Like, what should I do? But I was pretty, you know, I was over my head. I was like, I can't just get hammered. And then
wipe
this kid's diaper, which by the way, there was some wild shit in the first couple of days, like actual shit. So it was interesting to wipe a diaper.
Goes through like 10 a day. What is she on? Like,
yeah, I think 10? So. She pees a lot now. She wasn't peeing that much at first. She pees a lot now. Then, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, do you want some water or do you want to just stay
on
this
Gatorade, baby?
What's that shit that people drink when they're hungover now?
Pedialyte.
Pedialyte. Yeah. I'm like, shouldn't you be on Pedialyte? But it's been good. It's been tiring, like everybody says, but I feel like we're starting to get the hang of her and figure out her little things, but that's the baby report. I'll give you a baby report each week. I'll give you a little 2-minute thing.
Love a baby report. Love that.
But bigger news. I got my first shot of Pfizer in my arm.
Oh my gosh. Finally. Wow.
I went on last Monday.
Okay. How was it?
It was good, except I had like a panic attack after I got it.
Okay, so it was bad, Mike.
You know like that 10 or 15 minute thing where you sit?
Yes.
Like after to make sure you're not having like an allergic reaction?
Yeah.
Well, my brain convinced my body I was having like an allergic reaction.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh no, my hand feels weird. And then once that train starts going down the hill, it's fucking over.
All the dominoes fall.
It was tough. And then, but you know, I came out of it, whatever. But, and then,
did you talk to a nurse? Were you like, please?
No, thankfully. Okay. No, I was like, I'd rather die on this chair than go up to anybody. And you know what I mean?
You kept it to yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I pushed it way down. And that's why it comes out at 3 a.m. I just jump out of the bed.
Daughter screaming. She's like, hey, I'm trying to sleep here.
But I felt pretty good. I mean, I did feel really tired, later that night and the next day.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was my one thing, but I don't know. We'll see what happens with number 2. Did you have side effects?
For the second one, the like 2 days after, I was like, I feel a little weird here. Just like a little loopy, I guess.
Yeah.
Where, like, I sent an email and then I was like, wait, I don't remember sending that email.
Right.
But it was really fine. I was disappointed I wasn't taken ill. You know, I was hoping.
Right. Are you like, did they even give me the right stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they gave me Pedialyte. We don't know.
I mean, we should be so lucky. But I'll be like 2 weeks fully out, like in a couple days, right before I fly. So I'm really excited for that.
Oh, nice. That's
yeah,
great.
It feels like things are getting back to normal. I mean, it's like a whole dick measuring competition with like Cuomo and de Blasio right now, where de Blasio is like, we're going to open the city July 1st. And Cuomo's like, well, how about we open it May 19th? Like, it's like so stupid here. I don't know what it's like in Massachusetts.
Mass is weird. I saw a thing that they're like going to open everything at like the end of August. I'm like, I think that's too late. I think you guys are going to miss the window.
You guys missed the boat of having society like, get back to normal.
Why not take advantage of the fucking weather? Like, yeah. I feel like even last year, like obviously things were much more in a perilous situation. Mm-hmm. But
good word. Yep.
Thank you. But like in the Northeast, the numbers got pretty low in this. And it's like everyone should be outside doing stuff.
Yes,
and I
totally
feel like they instead that people just share pictures of people at the beach and like shame them. And it's so weird.
Yeah. It's very weird, which is why you shouldn't take pictures of your vacations. Just keep it to yourself like a panic attack.
Yeah, I think most people are pretty fucking normal. It's just that like if you scroll Twitter, you think everyone's like crazy, but there's only like 2,000 people on Twitter. So and it's the same fucking people. It's like everybody who works in digital media is like the same fucking neurotic person. So
and they amplify tiny stories and then the rest of the world does not know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah. And then every week they just like retweet the same person being like, hire her. She's so great. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
If I'm off Twitter for 8 hours, I will come back on and not know anything that is trending. I'll be like, wait, what's the backstory? What said that they were a professor, but they weren't?
Yeah, like, but it's, you know. But when you do that, don't you realize how stupid it all is? You're like, oh, wait, who did what with mustard? Oh, I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit about the shrimp toast guy. Like, get me out of here. This is hell.
What happened to that guy? I don't care. I don't care.
Exactly. We don't care.
It's funny. My friend just got a job where he's like doing stuff outside and he's like, I'm like really use social media or watch the news in like 2 weeks. He's like, I've never felt better. He's like, I just feel so good. I'm like, there's like a fine line between like knowing what's happening and just like, I don't know, man. I think
it's called a low information diet.
Yeah.
And I wish I could be on it, but I feel like for my job, I can't. I have to know every dumb viral thing. But I'm going to be on hiatus for about a month. So I'm planning on knowing nothing.
That's good.
So that's great. You got the vax, your first vax. I went to a Nets Blazers game at Barclays Center. That's my big news.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd love to go to a sports game. How was it?
It was weird. I mean, it was great because it's 20% full. And now I never want to go back to a normal sports game because you have the whole row to yourself. You can, you know, put all your food wherever you want it. You're not, you know, saying, excuse me, you know, when you're standing up to go
like
pee.
The side shuffle thing. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, my front, my back. Oh, yeah. It's a whole thing. So I loved it. And we're going to go to a Mets game later this month. It's like, I just only want to go to these very tiny events in huge arenas. But it was cool. There were a lot of like celebrities there. Like Michael Strahan was there. They showed him on like the famous cam, but he was wearing a mask, which I feel like makes it impossible to ID him because it's his teeth that are his trademark.
You need the gap. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, who is this guy? He looks really kind, but he's no one. It's like, no, that's Michael Strahan.
What if his mask, he just cut a little hole in the mask.
little peephole. I love that.
Just to see the little dingy dingy.
That's so smart.
That's pretty. That's called branding. Does that get rid of the purpose of the mask? You know, I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
We're not. We don't claim to be scientists. We claim to be idiots. Yeah.
Oh, so I'd love to go to a baseball game. You're going to a Mets game?
Mets game.
City Field's awesome.
Baby. I hear they have good food. That's kind of the only thing I care about.
They have a Shake Shack. And in center field, have you not been to City Field?
I think I went once like 10 years ago, but not in a very long time.
In City Field, in center field, they have like all these restaurants. So that you can just kind of walk around there. It's pretty cool.
It's the best part of a baseball game is eating and drinking, I would say.
Yeah. The good thing about baseball, you can just kind of disappear for an inning. You're going to be like, all right, I'm going to go grab a beer and take a walk. And you just kind of go.
And then the people you came with are like, yeah, cool. I don't care. Bring me a pretzel.
Like, it's like, just kind of like meet back here near the end of the game.
Yeah. It's like, no one knows how long this is going to last. It could be forever. Like, just do whatever you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
Is that DeGrom? Is he the Mets pitcher?
Yeah.
Did I make that up? Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
I think I'm craving like one being outside, but two, like some sense of normalcy a little bit, that I almost, yesterday, it was really nice here. It was like 70 and I almost pulled over to watch like a bunch of 13-year-olds play in a baseball game. Like I drove by a baseball field and it wasn't Little League, but it wasn't like high school. It was like in between. And I was like, should I go in there and just check this game out? And I'm like, oh, what the boy. Fuck am I doing? But you know what? If I drive by again, I'm going to do it.
It feels like if people didn't know you, it would feel like a kind of predator behavior. Do you know what I mean?
Fine line, I think. Like if I start yelling like, hey, let's go 12.
Good game. Let's go kids. Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to learn how to throw a curveball? Come to my house. You know what I mean?
I brought like you that. Orange slices. Yeah.
Yeah. That's different. But if I'm just like there with binoculars in my underwear, it's no. <that's>
I mean, if you have your baby with you, that's also a good alibi to be like, no. The kid wanted to learn about, you know.
How about this though? I don't really want to bring the baby, but just I bring the stroller, an empty stroller.
Fill it with beer.
And I'm like, where's the baby? We don't know, but she was here. So,
but she was here and I am normal. Yeah. You just have like a straw a really long straw that you have. It goes from the stroller to your mouth and you're just sipping and pushing. That makes sense.
I asked my brother-in-law, his kid is going to be 10, but he's playing in a baseball thing. And I was like, hey, what's the deal with like showing up with like a cooler? And there was kind of like a long pause, you know?
He's like, all right, I guess we have to schedule the intervention this
week. He's like, I don't know. Maybe you can do it. You know, one of those, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, just fill up high C or, you know, juice boxes with beer or something. It's totally normal. Yeah. Normal stuff. Well, you know, I'm also speaking of sports still, we lost $100 on the Kentucky Derby. Apparently we bet money on it.
I love how much gambling is going on in this household.
I am unaware of half of it because after I hear someone yell, no. And then I'm like, what? And then the fiance goes, well, we lost $100.
Yeah. You know,
and I'm
you
like,
know,
what?
Yeah. You know, that pained yell of when someone lost money. That's like a different yell.
I'm like, at least let me help pick out who's going to lose. Cause then I feel like I'm a part of it. You know,
Do you remember?
I don't know. He did it without me. I was so mad. I was like, I wanted to choose the horses based on the names, you know?
So this has happened several years, not in a row, but just, it's happened a few times where I've turned on the Kentucky Derby. I watch like 2 hours of pregame cause I don't know when it's going to start. I get bored. I change it and I forget about the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot. Cause it's so funny. There's 3 hours of pregame and the race is 30 seconds long.
Yeah. It's so quick. It's a lot of, you know, it's kind of like when you have a lot of foreplay and then, you know, it's just over almost immediately.
Quick trigger.
Right. Yeah. Quick trigger. Yeah. Yeah. I think the name of the horse that won.
What if they just kept making the horses like run? Like, it's just like, it's more of like a marathon. Like, all right, guys, run. That. And they just like started falling.
26.2 mile, whatever, however much a marathon is. Or let's do a triathlon, right? Get these horses on bikes. Let's see what happens.
What about a horse on top of another horse? Like, that could be a thing.
That's like circus shit, right?
That could be fun. So I just think we have to expand like our mind a little bit.
Think a horse could ride a horse?
If you used a crane to put them on, getting on would probably be the hardest part, but once they're on, they'd be good.
Humans can ride piggyback, so why can't horses?
You ever do chicken fights in the pool?
Of course. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because you're always afraid someone's going to rip down your bathing suit.
Yeah. You know, I feel like that's a danger, you know?
Yeah. I think it's also, I've been poisoned from watching so many like sexy teen movies where it's just like, oh, we live in LA and we have a pool, and I'm like, god, they're all so beautiful, I could never, you know. And it's just like me and my hairy legs being like, hey, I'm sinking in here. But you know, a lot going on. You know, there's also this Bennifer thing, Bennifer 2.0. what are your thoughts on this?
Is that, did you Ben see the Affleck picture in Jennifer Lopez? I saw he was like getting out of a car that she was in.
Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, she broke it off with A-Rod, obviously, because he's a cheater.
Is that why?
Yeah, dude, he's such a cheater. I mean, come on.
Well, I'm dead serious. I just want Ben Affleck to be happy.
Yeah. I mean, I know he is your, like, the Pope of New England, right? Is that what he is to you?
Him and Matt Damon are kind of like, you know, Massachusetts guys. And
yeah.
But he, you know, Ben Affleck seems like, you know, he seems like an okay guy who just had some struggles. He's had struggles.
I think he was happy with Jennifer Garner. I think he fucked it up. And I think he just, you know, needs to get sober probably and make good decisions and not get any more back tattoos.
It's kind of interesting to go from someone named Jennifer to mm-hmm. someone else named Jennifer. Isn't that?
Yeah, it was a Bennifer and then it was a Bennifer. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, could you? Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I couldn't be with someone who had the same name as my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I could date anyone.
Can you marry someone named Dr. Young?
Honestly, that is my dream, but that's why I'm in therapy. No, like my fiance has the same name as one of my cousins. And so it's like always having to specify who we're talking about. So it gets complicated. But my aunt married someone with the same name as her dad. And, that's always a lot to unpack. I would have to say a lot to unpack.
Yeah. Yeah. So. As long as, like we talked about, as long as you're not marrying your first cousin, then you're fine. Then you're fine.
But first cousin once removed, let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby. All right. Now, I believe this brings us to Content Corner, right? This
Ooh.
Is the part of the show where we talk about things we've watched, consumed, got our eyeballs on. What have you been?
You're going to have to carry Content Corner because
sure,
I feel like I've been just watching whatever's in front of me and not really understanding what's happening. But I did watch one movie that I paid $3.99 for.
Wow.
Everybody Wants Some. Have you ever seen that movie?
No. Did you watch it in the hospital?
Great movie. No, but we were watching some weird fucking, they kept showing these previews for this new show on, not Lifetime. What is it? Something about summer. It looked really great.
Like a reality show?
No, it's like a teen show.
Okay.
What fucking channel is that? Whatever. I will...
Like CW?
Yeah, it's like, what's the teenage channel these days? It's not the CW.
Yeah, it is.
They don't have that anymore, do they?
Yes, they do. CW, that's where Riverdale is.
Oh, Riverdale. I had like this jacket on like 2 years ago. Oh, I found it. I had this jacket on a couple years ago, and this kid, my friend's kid, who was a little older, he's like 13. He's like, oh, you look like one of the kids from Riverdale. And I think he was fucking roasting me.
Oh, but that's such a compliment.
I couldn't tell if it was a compliment or not, but
I think it is.
Freeform is the network, and it's called Cruel Summer.
Cruel Summer.
We were in the hospital, and every commercial they would show a thing for Cruel Summer.
Ooh, is it like a sexy teen thing?
Told over three summers in the 1990s, a girl goes missing, and another mysteriously takes over her life. It looked fucking awesome.
Oh God!
It's on Freeform, but they show it on Hulu too. I might start watching it.
Yeah. I mean, they're not sponsoring this podcast because JetBlue is, but maybe next episode they'll be sponsoring.
JetBlue will be playing episodes of Cruel Summer if you mm-hmm. take the...
on their flights to Boston. Yeah,
flights to Boston.
It's true.
So Everybody Wants Some came out in 2016. It's like the first weekend in college with this like group of guys getting to know each other. And they're like, it's like the baseball team. It's the same guy who made Dazed and Confused. Some people say it's a sequel in like spirit. It's obviously not connected, but it does have like that vibe of like happening in real time type of thing.
Oh, it says it was critically acclaimed, but I don't think it made a lot of money.
I don't think so, but it's a great movie to watch if you're like drinking a few beers.
I love that. Wyatt Russell's in it. Goldie Hawn's son.
Yeah, he's great in it. He's great in it.
Yeah.
Everybody's good in it. It's a good movie.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll check that out.
I don't know. And I hate when people say this to me. I'm not sure if you'd like it or not.
Based on my personality?
Yeah. I don't know if this is PC, okay?
It
feels like it's kind of a guy's movie.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, as a father of daughters, can you say that?
I feel like my brother does that all the time. I was like, yo, can you tell me, like, what's a show I should watch? And he like said he loved this show. He goes, oh, I love, what's it called? And he goes, actually, I don't know if you'd like it. And I got so pissed. And I'm like, why? You say you love this show, and then you're not sure if I'd like it?
Yeah. Are we so different? Don't we bleed the same blood?
Actually, you and your fiance should watch it, because I think he'd like it.
Oh yeah. He watches all these movies in secret. He's like, I watch Mank. And I'm like, when did you watch Mank? He was like, over the course of 2 weeks when you were in your therapy session.
He just wants to enjoy stuff. He doesn't want to get yelled at by you, Julia.
It's true. Because let me tell you, I yell, because if he tries to talk to me during movie, I will shush him, or I will pause the movie and say, what? But then I talk during movies because I feel like I know the proper time to talk during a movie. I'm a nightmare.
It is. You got to know when to talk during the movie.
No, you got to know. There's sometimes little pockets, you know, where you can interject something.
They write it into the script. There's a thing. If you ever see a script, it says people should talk here.
People talk here. Hey, if you're a mom or a dad, you can talk here. Ask loudly what's going on. Pause here to say, hey, wait, isn't this the same guy who was in the first scene? I don't know.
I've been starting to do that. My brain's turning to mush. So I'm going like, wait, who's that? And he like didn't show up yet. I'm like, we're just seeing him for the first time. We don't know.
That's everything. I'll go, what's happening? And the fiance will, I know as much as you know. And it's like, I'm a nightmare. And then I have all these rules about what food we can and can't eat on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, there's couch foods, which is almost nothing. And everything else, eat at the fucking table because I don't want you to stay on the couch, you know?
Like I said, your second marriage, enjoy the dress shopping.
Oh, God.
Well, everybody wants them. It's good. No, you should. Okay. It is a good movie to like, whether you, if you smoke a little weed, I know you like to smoke sometimes. No, you don't. If your mom's
no,
listening.
No.
But, or like have a few drinks. It's like, kind of like that, like party kind of movie.
Okay.
So I like it. I've watched it a few times and it's always when I just want to like relax and kind of
feel.
Do
the wife like it?
She likes it, but not as much as I do.
Okay. Okay.
But I do know, I think we can like the same kind of movies these days. Okay. It's 2021.
Wow. Brave of you to allow me to like the same movies.
You know, as a father of a girl, I have to...
As a girl dad, I have to kill yourself. Well,
so, yeah, what did you watch?
I watched I watched an amazing movie, which I was obsessed with as a kid, The Mask of Zorro. And I rewatched it to see if it held up. And oh my God, does it hold up? Yes.
Who's in this movie?
So fucking good. This is Antonio Banderas, Anthony Hopkins, Kathy Zeta-Jones. Have you seen this movie?
When I was a kid, and I don't remember it at all. I'm looking up the thing now.
Please rewatch it because it is so fun. It's such a fun action adventure movie. It kind of has like, you know, when the first Pirates of the Caribbean came out and it was like, God, this is so fun. Like action sequences. It's funny. It's serious. This kind of reminded me. I was like, oh, that's kind of... It gave me the same vibes of like before it, like, you know, that franchise jumped the shark. But this is fun. There's so many horse stunts. Speaking of horses.
Horse on horse.
Horse on horse action, baby. And, you know, it is problematic, absolutely, having Antonio Banderas, but then having Anthony Hopkins do a Mexican accent and like teaching Antonio Banderas.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And, you know, Kathy Zeta-Jones is Welsh, famously. So, still doing a Mexican accent. So
she's Welsh in real life.
Yeah, she's Welsh. Did you not know that?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is fucking Welsh.
Whoa, dude.
Welsh as hell. Yeah.
I never knew that. Holy shit! Between that and the guy we found out was from Wisconsin. What's his name?
Who do we? Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, I'm a big Antonio Banderas fan. I loved the movie Desperado. Loved it growing up. And I think it's because they show a little cleave in that movie. So,
oh, there's cleave in this one too.
You know, when you're young, it's the 90s and you can see a little cleave, the movie just skyrockets.
That stays with you
up
for decades. I'd be stays like, with, oh yeah, this
you
is
just
the
go,
scene.
I don't really remember, but I think it's a good movie. You know,
I think there's a sexy dance scene that really stuck with me as a child. I don't know why, but I think you would love to rewatch Mask of Zorro. I really do.
Okay. All right, I think I will.
I highly recommend. Very sexy, very fun, and great theme song at the end, sung by Mark Anthony. I told my fiance, this is our song now. So our song is the theme song from The Mask of Zorro.
Oh, I'm still on Desperado.
Oh, no.
The theme song is Zorro. Oh, you know, have you ever seen...
I want to spend my lifetime loving you. So...
I'm going to look that up because that's a pretty good rendition right there. Don't you think, ready? I got an app idea for you, mm-hmm, right?
Okay.
It's when you're trying to figure out, because if you know the words to a song, but you don't know a song, you can just type in a line to Google and you'll figure it out. But what if you only know like the melody or like the, and there's no way to find out.
Yeah,
so there's got to be a way where maybe it's like people log on and they help you out.
I think there is a Reddit thing for that. It's called like help me figure it out or something, where like people are like, hey, I remember this one thing and it had this line in it, and then people will help sleuth it.
One time, like 6 months ago, I had a a thing in my head, a song in my head. I didn't know any of the words, but I was like, nah, 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 nah. So I sent a voice. It was a country song, and my sister-in-law likes country. So I sent a voice memo to her just being like, what song is this? Nah, 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 nah. And she fucking sent it back. And it was like, this is great. This should be a service.
Oh, that's so, my sister actually did that to me last week. She was like, I remember the song. It's from 2005 to 2007. Can you find it? And I sent a, yeah, you got to send a voice memo to a person that won't judge right. you.
Yeah.
And you, then you're like, no judgment, all right, no hear judgment. Me out here. Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's always pitchy. Yeah. But, and then I watched the new Michael B. Jordan, Tom Clancy, movie called, Without Remorse.
You are obsessed with Tom Clancy.
Well, I'm with remorse for watching this movie. It is not good.
I'm looking at it now. I didn't even hear about this.
It's because it's been in development for like 20 years. It was supposed to be a big theatrical release, and then they just put it on Amazon. But it's like kind of the origin story of one of the characters who's not, what's his name? Who's the
Jack
main
Ryan?
Guy? Yeah, it's not Jack Ryan. It's a guy named John Kelly. It's like, all right, fucking John idiot. Kelly. He's like obsessed with two first names, his names, in all of his things. And it's not good. It's really bad. But bad good, I guess. I don't know. It feels okay, like a straight
is it
DVD.
Entertaining to watch?
It's very entertaining to watch because they clearly put so much money into it. But then the script is just like laughable, where it's like, ooh, who fucking wrote this? But it's definitely like a video game type thing where it's just people, men shooting people in the head and without remorse, you know, just like, just so,
so much video
so
game
much blood.
Type movies.
Yeah. I don't love that.
I don't like, and then like the whole Marvel universe thing.
Oh,
like,
don't get me started.
My eyes glaze over. Like, I don't know what any of these people are. Like, I don't. And then it's like, oh, if you don't know like a comic book, now you're uncool. It's like, hey. Yeah. Hey, nerds, you used to be uncool. What's happening?
Yeah. Who made the nerds cool?
Who made the nerds? So it's like, oh, you're an idiot. You don't know who Ant-Man is? It's like, nah, dude.
Sorry, I don't know who the Winter Soldier is, but I read books or I used
to.
Sorry,
I was fucking playing chicken fights in a pool.
Yeah. You know? Hey, I was feeding my daughter, okay?
Oh, Lord. Well, that's
Lord.
Interesting. I probably will never watch it, though.
Yeah, it's very bad. And there's no sex scenes either with Michael B. Jordan. So it's like, why bother?
Only 109 minutes, though, which is pretty good.
It was bad. It's like there's like a plane crash. Like the budget is wild. But it's also just like, dude, we get it. You like to kill people. It's like everyone in this movie is like a Navy SEAL with PTSD who just wants to murder people. And it's like, this is scary because they exist.
Right.
And they need mental help, you know?
Yeah, they need Zoom therapy like you.
They need Zoom therapy like me and Tom. Shout out to Tom. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Tom, who will not follow me on social media.
He says he's not. Listen, the other day during therapy, I really thought I like made a breakthrough and I had this big emotional moment. And I was like, oh my God, did I just make him tear up? Like, what? And then I realized he was futzing with his contact lenses.
Oh, bummer.
So that hurt.
That's
that really, really hurt. Yeah.
Come on, Tom. Let's get Tom
on
the pod.
Come on, Tom. Tom, come on the pod.
Come on.
Please, please. What else? Anything else you've been looking at with your peepers?
I have way too many tabs open right now, about 12 tabs open. It's giving me anxiety. No, I've just been watching a lot of TV and like I'll watch a movie for 10 minutes and then I don't know. My brain is it's
the
like
dad brain, you know.
Deprivation. This is like you know. In the Geneva Convention, you shouldn't do this to someone.
It's true.
Did you see? I saw something on Twitter where someone's sharing this crazy Starbucks order.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Have you seen the responses underneath?
Do you think that's real?
Yes.
No, I'm not saying that someone didn't do it, but it's like someone doing a prank to that person.
I think it might be like a TikTok thing is what I've heard. It's like people doing these dumb Starbucks orders because I put this in our show Slack to be like, maybe we'll talk about this on the show. And one of my coworkers, I guess, used to work at Starbucks and she responded. She's like, and she shared a photo she had taken of when she used to work at Starbucks where someone ordered like a mocha with 20 shots of espresso in it. And that was it. No ice.
Oh my God.
She's like, the cup almost melted. Like these things happen. And then I think, cause you can do all these things via like mobile order.
Right. You can just do whatever you want.
Yeah. You don't have to talk to a human and like have consequences for these. Like, I mean, let me open it up because that was,
I'm looking at it right now.
You want to read it? So will you read it out loud?
Yeah. I'll try to, I don't even know what the main thing is. But it says five bananas. So what does that mean? Five, but like, It says five
bananas,
bananas, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon dole top. I don't know what that means. Seven pumps add dark caramel sauce.
Yeah.
Extra caramel crunch, one pump honey blend, extra, I don't know what that is. Five pumps frap rat something, seven add fucking chips, heavy cream double blended. The amount of sugar.
Wow.
That's got to be 500 grams of sugar. Like,
oh, yeah.
When people are like, give me, yeah, I saw somebody did a, in the conversation was like, I used to work at Starbucks and someone would come in and say like, give me a decaf coffee with like 17 Splendas, but they were always like, make sure it's decaf. So it's like, they couldn't handle the caffeine, but they can handle 17 Splendas.
Jesus. It's like, these are crazy. Okay. Someone else posted one that's comes out to $22. Cause it's iced tea, six pumps of this, 10 pumps of this coconut milk. You know, heavy cream, no water, pumps of chai, heavy cream. It's like, what the
if you drank, if I drank one of those, I'd be laid up in bed for a week. My stomach would explode.
Stomach and heart, I think.
Heart would definitely explode.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
It's just wild. I think these people must be stopped. First of all, stop ordering from Starbucks because it's bad coffee. And then it's like a candy drink. Really?
I know. I went to Starbucks last week, actually.
What'd you get?
I got an iced coffee, but I just got a black iced coffee.
Yeah, you're a normal person.
Yeah, and they have good iced tea too. But that's wrong. I would love to go to a not Starbucks place, but it seems to be the best coffee. Dunkin' Donuts coffee sucks. So I know I'm a New England man, and I'm supposed to stick up for Dunkin' Donuts.
Wow.
Their coffee sucks.
Tell that to Ben Affleck. Well, this actually is a great segue to one of our favorite segments. What do we call this, Mike?
Hot stove.
Oh, I've missed that.
Yes, of course, hot stove, where we talk about the things that we made, cooked, drank, eaten, or
put in our bodies.
Better up put in your bodies. Like I said, it's been a weird couple of weeks for me, so I haven't really been cooking. But I did drink a nice wine, and I know I keep saying it that I'm going to do wine.
You need your wine racks.
This weekend, I promise.
I mean, you had a kid. I'm not going to hold it against you.
I know, but I do want to start doing it anyway. I need to expand the brand. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's go.
Please. Mike on the Vine, we'll call it.
That's not bad. I had a wine called Kith and Kin. It's from Napa Valley. It's a Cabernet. And
that's white or red.
It's very good. It's red wine.
Red.
And it's kind of in a medium range in terms of price. I mean, it's like in the mid 20s, $25.
Okay.
But you know, it's a little celebratory wine and it was good. It was very nice. I had it with some steak. Oh, I did have steak.
Wow. And new it was dad great. Eating steak?
New dad. This was after a week at the hospital. So I needed to treat myself.
And, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did
you make some for the missus?
Yes, she had some. She did not partake in any wine, though. Her body wasn't ready yet. So it will be.
But the baby's was.
Give the baby some because.
Little drip for the babe. Yeah.
We had to baptize the baby in wine. So
Oh, yeah. Are you going to do a baptization?
No, we're not. We're not.
Bat mitzvah? But, all right, I get it.
We'll just do a.
Can I please give your kid a Hebrew name?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You can.
So that was good. I will, maybe we'll do a couple of tastings later on. And I know I keep saying this, I am the boy who cried wolf. So if I don't do it, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off, everyone. You know,
but I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
I made enchiladas. So that was exciting for me. You know, cut up a bunch of veggies and then. It's really hard to make enchiladas for me because it's like you have all the fillings and you put it in and then you have to roll it up and put it in the pan without it unwrapping and spilling everywhere. So that gets a little messy. But then, you know, you just put a lot of cheese and sauce on top and then it's so good. And you feel like a big grown up. So
yeah, that's something that I would just never make because I would be like, oh, it's so much work. But
yeah. It's actually
It's not.
Easy. Yeah. It's like, okay, cut it. Like the whole thing is the prep takes a long time. It's just like dicing onions and like yams and peppers and, you know, whatever else you want to put in as the veggies. I mean, you probably would do it with like chicken or something.
Yes.
And then you roll it up and bake it for like 20 minutes. It's like dumb easy. But yeah, so that was fun. And then, you know, we started brewing kombucha. We're on our second batch now.
Holy shit.
A lot of things have changed about me since.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you got your second shot. You're just like, yeah, you know, you have a whole new outlook.
Every time we brew a new batch of kombucha, I'm getting another vax until I can't be stopped.
I'm 7 vaccines in and I feel pretty good.
Pretty good. I can smell colors. Yeah, the booch is great. Pretty crazy, freaky scobies. So if anyone wants a scoby, hit me up. We got extras.
Wow. Look at you running a little business out of your apartment.
Yep. And then, we got some good Chinese food from, did you ever go to Kings County Imperial in Greenpoint?
Williamsburg? I don't think so. I'm looking at it on the map now. Oh, I know where that is.
Real good food. Real good. Where they have like girthy egg rolls where they're real big. So good.
I went to the Llama Inn a couple times, which is right by
Llama Inn. Is that good? Is that good food?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's Llama Inn. It's nice. You should go there.
Yeah, we were in Greenpoint all day yesterday. It was great.
Greenpoint's awesome.
It's great.
What else did you do?
Flea market. Oh, yes. By the water.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of clothes because it's all 90s clothes now at flea market.
So
I got it's
back.
I got like a shirt with daisies on it. I got like floral shorts, like real crazy shit. I got a sunburn. And then, yeah, we walked around. We went to a couple parks. Greenpoint is so fucking cute.
Did you go to Transmitter Park?
We walked by McCarran Park. And then there's another park that starts with a Mick something park.
Oh, yeah.
Mick.
Way east.
It's hard to say the name.
McGorlick.
Yes.
I can never say it. That's why I didn't say
McGorlick. It. McGorlick. Yes. My friend just moved there, like across the street from it.
Oh, nice.
It's like they have farmer's market and all these great looking Polish restaurants.
You're making me miss the old neighborhood right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to rec from you from like your favorite Polish spot. Cause I just want to eat a ton of pierogi, and drink some rosé, you know?
Ooh, rosé. I think this is the summer I get into rosé.
I think you should. Or sparkling rosé.
It's a nice little cool treat. Yeah, I don't mind sparkling rosé.
Yeah.
As long as it's on.
Does that work with the GERD though? I don't know.
Oh my God, I got a big GERD week. This is a tough GERD week. Last night I was propped up on like 3 pillows.
But I'm not like our
listeners said, I'm not doing myself any favors. Like I'm drinking wine. I'm fucking, you know.
No, you're being irresponsible. You're an irresponsible GERD owner. Yeah.
But you know what? Life's short.
Life short. Fuck the GERD. Yeah.
So beautiful. You're making me miss Greenpoint, but I will. Yeah. Let me think of some recs. So
yeah. Tell me where I can get pierogi, please.
Naked Dog is a really good Italian place.
I'm sorry. Why is this dog not wearing clothes?
Hey, where's the dog's dick? I need to see the dog's dick. Beautiful. Well, our next segment is a segment. Wait, are we there yet or do you have anything else?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure I wasn't supposed to come up with a game because I didn't come up with one.
Okay, well, I didn't either. So listen, the game today, the biggest game is that we're back, you know,
we're back,
the game
baby.
Of life. So we're not going to do a game this time because
we're one running of us long anyway, you know,
hasn't slept. And the other one is Mike. okay. But I just want to say, welcome back, Mike. We missed
you.
You know, so glad that, you know, you took your time with your family and now that enough already.
And now
you know?
That time is
just
over.
Enough. Enough.
Yeah. How long does that excuse last? Like, oh, I just had a kid. Like, how long can I get away with that? Like another couple weeks?
Yeah. A couple weeks.
Two more weeks, maybe.
Two more weeks. And then it's like enough already. Everyone else.
And then people start going, yeah, I got kids too. You know, like, yeah.
Hey, buddy, I got 4 of them. Welcome to hell.
Well, yeah. I did have a friend say like, oh, I think he was having his third kid or something. He's like, he goes, congrats, your life's over. And I was like, thank you. That's how guys talk to each other. They're just like, yeah, you're fucking idiot.
Well, it's like when you get married, I'm sure everyone's like, congrats, your life's over. You fucking idiot. Yeah. It's like, all right. So these huge milestones where you're just like, commit yourself to one thing. It's like bad. All right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be out there going to singles bars and doing TikToks. Okay. I'm happy.
Yeah. How does TikTok work? Should I get on
TikTok? I don't think.
I only want to get on TikTok if I can just put the content I already make on there.
You can't do like, that.
I'm not just going to let, you know, I just want to make one set of content and put it across thing. I don't want to be like, I don't get, this is such like an old man complaint, but like, I feel like TikTok is just filled with the premise of a joke, right? Every video is like the premise and there's no joke.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They're talking with the words and it's, I'm just like, yeah, you're just making an observation.
Yeah. It's like, have you ever noticed how it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld. All right. Yeah.
But if you turn the wheel like this, then there's a, it's like, oh, cool. I know I sound like 100 years old and I know TikTok's not for me, but then I see people who are my age or older on it. And I'm like, wait, what? Am I supposed to be on it?
No, I don't think we are. I think we'll just stay on Instagram, which is probably dying soon.
I know.
We'll stay on Twitter with the 2000 people who are already there. And, you know, life is short.
My plan is to stay on Twitter. And then once it hopefully goes belly up, I will just be a guy with no social media.
Yeah. And monetize being on not on social media.
Yeah. I'm like, actually, I'm not on anything.
I'm not on anything except for JetBlue. all right. That is the end of our show. Thank you guys for listening. Rate, review us, send us an email, javagoodmorning@gmail.com. And, you know, if you know of any like little league baseball games in the Boston area, don't let Mike know. Please.
Let me know. I won't give any advice, but if you come up to me and ask me, I will show you how to throw a curveball.
I'll pat your kid on the shoulder. Okay. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.